Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Time for us to turn our attention to the environment. It's time for Being Green, and it's a very good morning to John Richards.
Right, yes. Well, we're looking at the energy sector again this week, and coming up in a couple of weeks' time, a huge conference, more about that later, but I'm reminded that it's Earth Day on Sunday, and we have to think about our interaction with the planet. We should do that every day, of course, but this is a specific day when we underline that and consider how our footprint is affecting the planet, and now, of course, mankind is dominating everything that happens here, so, wow, it's completely new ball game for the planet. But it's Earth Day on Sunday, and I'm delighted to welcome somebody who has been working at the very forefront of this interaction between people living on the planet and the energy they use and the way in which they manage to survive. His name is Felix Philip, and he is an Impact Africa man. Impact Africa, making this impact on Africa. How does it work, Felix? First of all, good morning and thanks for coming in early.
Good morning.
Braving the traffic, right.
Yeah, right.
Impact Africa, you are
Impact Amplifier.
Amplifier,
yes.
And Africa, we talked about ERA, Africa, but Impact Amplifier, you're amplifying the impact at the base of the pyramid, the social pyramid where the poorest people are and who need services and they don't have the resources.
Exactly. Impact Amplifier is a Cape Town-based consultancy, and we work particularly with what we call impact businesses. Mm-hmm. So businesses that have a social or environmental problem and take that to the core of their business and business model.
And one of those sectors is energy, of course. Electricity. We're talking about electricity, basically.
Exactly. Mm. Electricity and energy. Mm-hmm. Electricity as a subsector of energy.
Yeah, which could be gas or anything that supplies
energy. Biomass or waste to energy, electricity, that is all in there, yes.
Now, South African townships are quite well electrified in a mass sense. Mm. There's been a lot of electrification going on. That comes from the big major grid. But there are other ways of tackling that.
Yes, that is definitely one big topic in South Africa, but also in the rest of the continent, that electrification rollout of the grid is incredibly expensive. So people often rely on a mix of energy from paraffin, illegal connections, from gas to satisfy their energy needs. And in South Africa, more than 80% are electrified, but that means that another 20% are not connected to the grid. And many are very considered energy poor, spending a lot of their disposable income on energy. So with that mix of illegal connections, use of paraffin, which often can result in shack fires, and energy poverty, you have actually quite an interesting setting to provide decentralized renewable energy system to township households.
Renewable energy, yes, that's very, very much in the public eye at the moment. And the criticism of renewable energy, it can't provide base load electricity. It's intermittent. When the sun doesn't shine, the photovoltaics don't work. But really, it's a growing sector all the time.
It is absolutely massively growing. There has been some criticism. That criticism is becoming less and less valid. Storage solutions are becoming cheaper. The whole price of technology drops. The electricity generation has absolutely plummeted. So the price for electricity generation has absolutely plummeted over the last years, and we're expecting to see more exciting developments there.
And this is where your model building, your facilitation comes in as amplifier.
Exactly.
I like that term, amplifier, yes.
Yeah, we try to actually amplify the impact that a lot of entrepreneurs have on the lives on the lives of people. And where we come in is that often these startups, these entrepreneurs have very, very interesting ideas and smart people, good teams. They have engineered some exciting solution. However, then at one point they often need capital and investments to scale their business. And that's sometimes skills that raising capital are not necessarily skills that they have in-house. And that's where we take them on and we guide them through a structured process so that at the end of this process, they actually can approach a venture capital firm, a private equity, or an investor to supply some capital to and scale their operations and business.
Right. Felix Philip is his name, and he'll be talking about this sector and sharing his ideas and amazing facilitations with the amplifier idea, the impact amplifier, at Energy Revolution Africa. That's part of the African Utility Week conference that's coming up in about 4 or 5 weeks, where you can hear Felix in action, as it were.
Exactly.
And thanks for joining us this morning and telling us about Impact Amplifier, Felix.
Perfect. Thank you for inviting me.
You're listening to Being Green, broadcast on Fine Music Radio. I'm John Richards. I'll be joining you again next week with more about the environment.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.